Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to everyone out there in cyberspace, and I'm happy to be with you this Sunday on Blog Talk Radio with our program, Home-Based Business 101. This is Baba Jahi. I hope everyone's feeling great this morning as we're ready to bring in this new year, the year 2008 coming up. We didn't have a show last week, had some technical difficulties. You know, them things happen at times. My phone was on, but my internet was off. And, you know, some of these companies, they have control over stuff, and they get the bills screwed up and all of that, and caused me not to be able to do a show last week. But we're on the air this Sunday, and looking to have a great show again with you this Sunday morning as we wrap up the new year and do year in review and get prepared for 2008, and just happy to be able to share with you today. And before we get the show started, and just want to say a couple of things for all of those out there listening. We wish for you blessings without end, and all good things that people pray for. As our beginning was good in human development, so shall our development be throughout eternity if we dare meet our challenges, speak truth, and walk in the way of righteousness. I say that to say to you, peace. Good morning, and, you know, we excited about being here with you today. And let's get our theme song up and rolling as I get our content together for this morning.
I can't.
We hope you enjoyed the success song.
All right, it's my time. It's my time. Yes, it's my time to claim my destiny. And, you know, it's that we all need to be focusing on how to claim our destiny, because it is our time. Every day is our time. Every moment is our time. Every second is our time. Life is about taking advantage of our time. As you wake up this morning and get started on your day, it is your time. So be thankful that you have the time to make it your time. That's very, very powerful. And if we focus that way every moment, every second, life will become a much more happy and enjoyable experience. Again, this is Home Based Business 101 with Baba Jahi. And our sponsor for our program is Jahi Travel Site. Jahi Travels, www.jahitravelsite.com. And we're part of the YTB Network, Your Travel Biz. Your Travel Biz basically allows people to take advantage of two things. One, allow you to have your own travel booking engine, which means when you want to travel and go somewhere, as opposed to spending that money with Orbitz, Expedia, Travelocity, you can go to your own travel booking engine and book all of your travel, from airfare to hotel to car rental to sending flowers to a loved one to buying tickets for, especially coming up now, those of you who want to get a ticket to the NFL playoff games, you can go to your travel site and purchase your own tickets online. You can take care of all of your travel needs. Just as like you're sitting listening to this program on the internet, this is powerful. It was a time when, you know, people didn't have computers and have internet in their home. Now people have computers and have internet in their home. It's going to become a time when the majority of people will have also other things added to their internet in their home that allow them to take care of things for themselves. I remember it was a time when people was afraid to pay their bills online, people paying their bills online. Well, with YTB, we allow you to be able to, again, have your own travel booking engine and be able to book all of your own personal travel from the comfort of your home on your own travel site. And every time you book your own travel, you'll get 60% of the commission as opposed to that commission going to those other companies. I mean, that is so wonderful. That's just a win-win situation there. And one of the great reasons why, you know, I'm so excited to be a part of the YTB Network, and it's going to come a time, and we're putting it out there, it's going to come a time when the majority of travel that will be booked in this country, in the United States of America, will be booked through YTB, because we're allowing people to have the opportunity to create their own travel sites with their own travel booking engine. That's one part of the opportunity that YTB has, you know, allowing you to be able to book your own travel. The other part of the opportunity that YTB offers for those that are interested in marketing and building a home-based business, it allows you to also sell travel stores, to be able to go out and find people who want to have their own travel booking engine and get them signed up in the company. And when you do that, the company rewards you handsomely. I will share few things about that reward system. We have a $1,000 leadership bonus program and a $10,000 leadership bonus program. With the $1,000 leadership bonus program, after you have helped six people open up travel stores, then for every six new people that you help, you'll get a $1,000 bonus. And so on and so on. And so once you have helped 12 people, you get a $1,000 bonus. Then when you have six more, which is 18, you get another $1,000 bonus. When you have got to 24 people you've helped open up their own travel stores, you get another $1,000 bonus. 30, you get another $1,000 bonus. And then 36, you'll get another $1,000 bonus. And then the next thing you know, you move to what's called the dream bonuses, where you get a $10,000 bonus. Yes, you heard me right, a $10,000 bonus. And these bonuses do not stop. You can get these bonuses as long as you're out there constantly bringing in new business, helping people opening up their own travel stores. YTB's goal is to become the number one travel agency in the world. You heard me right again. To become the number one travel agency in the world. In order to do that, we need to open up more and more travel stores. And so for those of you out there listening, if you think it's an opportunity that you'd like to participate in, you basically can go to our website, www.jahitravelsite.com, and find out more about the YTB business opportunity, how to get involved. And you also can send me an email, or you can call in today on the show here. Our listening guest call-in number is 646-595-4222. Again, our guest call-in number is 646-595-4222. All right, I got my commercial out of the way, you know, because it's important to make sure as my advertiser in terms of advertising and supporting this show that I make sure I get all of the stuff out of the way in terms of how the show is being sponsored. Okay, let's get into some of our topics for this year. Getting your taxes in order. The week before last, you had a chance to listen to some of the tax information that I shared with you from Mr. Sandy Boykin, and I'm going to play a little bit of that again in a few minutes, about 15 minutes of that, just to sort of get whet your appetite. And what you can do is you can email me, or if you call me, leave me your email address. I'll send you a copy of that 70-minute program, which is a powerful program that goes over all of the tax advantages of being in business for yourself, and especially from a home-based business point of view and perspective. You want to make sure you understand taxes, because right now there's about $4,000 to $5,000 that you're losing every year right now in taxes that you can take advantage of, far as great tax shelters that are important to understand in terms of the home-based business opportunity and the home-based business movement. Did you know that there's going to become a time in America when the majority of Americans are going to have some type of home-based business that they operate, whether it's multi-level marketing or whether it's simply helping people with goods or some services or selling something out of your garage? A home-based business is just what it is, a home-based business, something that you can do from the comfort and convenience of your home. I mean, just think how wonderful that is to be able to live in a country where you actually can design a lifestyle where you can work from home. And, I mean, to me that's so important because, you know, some of us just don't fit in the quote-unquote workplace. And then some of the workplaces have so much stress and tension in them. I mean, people going off in workplaces and shooting people up, and people going off in workplaces and doing all kind of crazy stuff, and, you know, the tension. Then there's, I know some people that they take them an hour to drive to work and an hour to come home. But that would stress me out just to start my day off. It would take an hour to go somewhere just to get started on the day, and then a whole another hour to come back. And then when I get there, and if it's not a pleasant working environment, half the people you don't really care for, you know, all of those kind of things lead to why you would want to work from home. And when you want to work from home, finding your opportunity. But before I get ahead of myself and get into some of those things, what I want to do is I'm going to play 15 minutes of the Sandy Boykin tape to just start to whet your appetite again and get you focusing in while getting those taxes are, again, so much in order. And then after 15 minutes of that, I will come back and get into preparing your profit and loss statement for the year. All right, let's sit back, listen to Sandy Boykin for the next 15 minutes. After that, if you have any calls, please call in at 646-595-4222. All right.
Hi, everybody. Thank you again for participating in our expert training call as we continue to bring you fresh ideas for making more money while living an extraordinary life. Today I've got Sandy Boykin as our guest. And Sandy is the CEO of the Tax Reduction Institute and is an expert on tax rules and regulations, something we all love to talk about, don't we? He has spent time on the inside as a legal specialist in the Office of Chief Counsel at the U.S. Internal Revenue Service, and today he earns rave reviews offers seminars, books, and other training products that focus specifically on how to lower your taxes big time. As a matter of fact, Lower Your Taxes Big Time is the name of his popular book, and the book's subtitle says it all: Wealth Building Tax Reduction Secrets from an IRS Insider. So we've got an IRS insider with us tonight that's actually going to help us, as opposed to try to take more of our money away. It is at the top. It's top rated on Amazon.com and provides loads of tips and advices for you to lower your taxes legally. Sandy also offers a number of other informational products that we'll talk about later that will help solopreneurs and entrepreneurs, business owners, save as much money as possible on their taxes. And this specifically today is going to be focused on helping you. How do you pay more attention to your taxes and specifically reducing your taxes, and where you might be leaving money on the table that you should be taking advantage of. And so, Sandy, I want to welcome you to our expert training call.
It's a pleasure to be on.
Thanks. Sandy, we don't like to waste a lot of time, and so let's get right into it. Let's talk about why does a solopreneur, a small business owner, need to pay close attention to their tax planning. I did say tax planning.
Let me ask you a question. Would you say an extra $5 million in your pocket is a good reason?
That's a great reason.
You know, I ran the numbers. If you read, there's some major books out there, but if you ever listen to Donald Trump speak at some of these major seminars, which I did seminars with him, one of the things he says, and is two things, actually, is one, get a prenuptial agreement. I sure can understand why he says that.
Right.
But the second one is, if you want to become a multimillionaire, you must get your tax affairs down to the legal minimum. People don't realize how critical that is. You know, Susie Orman, who's very well known, goes on television and says debt is the number one expense. You need to get rid of it. You need to reduce it. And yet she's wrong. The number one expense in North America is taxes. It exceeds what you pay for food, clothing, lodging, and transportation combined. And I'll show you where I got my $5 million. Let's assume you save $4,000 a year in taxes. And we all, by the way, have normal life expenses. I like to think of our life as a wheel. You know, you got expenses for your kids' education, for your kids' wedding, car, things like that, gifts, vacations. You know, how do you get the money for that? Well, you can work harder and do two or three jobs, which doesn't really work. You can go on a financial diet, or you can save taxes. And let's assume, as I said, you save $4,000 a year in taxes, and you simply invest it in an average-performing mutual fund. Nothing fabulous. I use T. Rowe Price as my example. Just put it away. Just take 4,000 savings and just dump it away every year. For 40 years, it is worth $5.2 million at retirement.
$5.2 million.
Million. Over a person's lifetime, that sounds pretty darn good.
That sounds good.
That's what it's worth. And there is nothing more beneficial than tax planning. You know, people will go to all kinds of motivational seminars, and you might have 2,500 people on a motivational seminar. You'll go to all this other stuff, and yet nothing is as beneficial as tax planning, because it works. Whether or not you bring in a lot of clients, whether or not you run your business, you know, you make lots of money in the business, because the tax benefits can work for you while you are working that business, and it works regardless of whether you get a lot of customers or a few customers. It's one of the few things that really, really works for you.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head very, very early on in the conversation here, and it's tax planning, not tax paying. Most people are used to paying taxes, not planning for reduction of taxes.
That's absolutely correct. You know why that is?
Why?
Because there's two myths in this country. Myth number one is, well, Sandy, I only made, you know, $20,000, $10,000, $50,000. When I make $200,000, I'll worry about tax planning. Absolutely wrong. Because if what I say generates a loss in your business, as long as you work your business, you know, honestly, with a reasonable expectation of profit, that loss can be used against any form of income you have: interest, dividends, wages, rents, pensions, anything. So let's say you make $50,000 in salary. You have a little side business that generates a $10,000 loss.
Right.
You only pay taxes on $40,000. And let's say the loss exceeds your whole income for the year. You can carry back all business losses 2 years and get a refund from the federal and state government for the last 2 years of taxes that you pay, or carry forward all business losses up to 20 years and offset the next 20 years of earnings, so you never lose a properly documented business deduction. But the biggest myth of all is only seven words long, and I promise you it is the number one financial planning mistake you'll ever make, and most people ever make in this country. And it costs more money than any mistake they ever have done before, and yet you will never read this in any financial planning book other than my book, Lower Your Taxes Big Time. And that mistake is, those seven words are, my accountant takes care of my taxes.
My accountant takes care
of my taxes. By the way, I'll give you a similar one, which I just heard today from someone. My spouse takes care of my taxes.
Which means nobody's taking care of us.
Well, that's the problem. Right. No one is. You know, the accountants figure you're doing the job you should be doing. You think your accountant's taking care of you. You know what? Nobody's taking care of anyone.
I love it. Let me move right into some of the common business expense categories where people, me, you, well, I guess you're not, but other people that are listening to the call, where are we missing the boat?
Well, you're missing the answer is you're missing the boat everywhere. I mean, I give seminars all over the United States. I asked that there was a study done by one of the major magazines, I don't know if it was Bottom Line, but one of the big magazines, that estimated that self-employed individuals are overpaying their taxes due to ignorance to the tune, get this, of over $180 billion a year. Billion.
Wow.
The problem is people don't know that we have really good tax laws. We really do. And people will say, oh, I want to change the law. We have great tax laws, as we'll get into today. But the problem is, if you don't know about them, it doesn't help you, does it?
Yeah. I think the statement you made is we're looking for our accountants to understand and know what we should be doing, but we're not really planning with them.
We're not really planning. If you don't know, if you don't do the planning, and by the way, I want to emphasize something. Tax planning is a whole year deal. It is not something we do from January to April. If you really need to plan throughout the year, because if we don't plan to take certain deductions, for example, one of the things I'll be talking about is hiring kids in your business instead of paying for their education. If we don't plan by hiring them in the business, we won't have that wage deduction come December 31st to be able to take on a tax return.
That's actually a great point. You hire them, pay them, and that way they can pay for their own college.
Well, that's exactly right. And then aren't you, in essence, getting a deduction for the equivalent of their education that way?
Oh, absolutely.
It's the same money. Now, there are obviously things you need to know, which I cover in my tax strategies program. You need to have, it's got to be a reasonable wage. It's got to be, it's got to be documented correctly. But if you do it correctly, I mean, you can get the equivalent of a deduction for your kids' education and weddings that way.
That's a great idea. I love that. I'm going to hire my kids.
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, it doesn't have to be hired in a business. It can be in a rental property enterprise. If you want some rental property, it can be done there. And not to mention the fact that the first $4,000 you pay them can go into a Roth IRA and all the appreciation is tax-free for their education. And a lot of times people ask me, what can my kids do? Well, they can lick envelopes, address envelopes for your business, clean the business office, work on a computer, go to the post office. If you live in Washington, D.C. or Houston, Texas, shred documents.
I love your passion for this.
$5 million sounds like, my goal is to change people's lives.
Right.
It seems to me that an extra $5 million over a person's lifetime will have a real impact on their life.
At least that much. $5 million is a lot of money.
And that's not assuming somebody does something really, really aggressive, like buys lots of real estate or stock trading, right? That's just, just putting $4,000 away for 40 years in an average performing fund. Just keep putting it away.
So that's the value of compounding interest.
That's correct.
I know that you talk about writing off our fund.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that?
Well, what the Internal Revenue Code says is that you can write off 50% of your fund and 50% of your friend's fund, fun being movies, plays, golf, sports tickets, things like that, as long as you talk business. And here's the rule. And people might want to, you might want to write this down, by the way.
Just wrote that down.
We're going to be covering a lot of material. As long as you talk business within the same 24-hour day as the fund. Now, what does that mean? Let's say you and I go out. We're driving to a football game, and my goal is to talk business with you. That's why we're going to the game.
Right.
And I talk to you about getting a referral, and then we go to the football game, and I pay for your tickets. Is that talking business within the same 24-hour day? From talking in the car, going to the game? And the answer will be yes. I don't think traffic's that bad where we are.
Right.
But let's say I take another example. You and I go out, we talk business over lunch. And then right after lunch, I say, it's such a beautiful day. In fact, it is a nice day here in Washington, D.C. What do you say we go play golf? And you say, well, okay, show me how, I'll go with you. You might have a 300 handicap, but you're going. Is that talking business within the same 24-hour day? And the answer is yes. So the key is to have an appropriate tax diary or tax organizer where that will force you, that will prevent procrastination, to write down certain things that we'll get to, so that you can write off 50% of your fund and 50% of your friend's fund. The key is showing the IRS that you talk business within the same 24-hour day as the fund. In fact, interestingly enough, in the United States, I think you'll like this, you don't need a receipt for any entertainment. That includes fun if the expense is under $75 per expense.
So $150 total between you and a friend.
No, $75 total.
Total, okay.
You and a friend, under $75. So let's take, by the way, I do not recommend you have all your entertainment be $74.99. So let's take an example. Let's say I go out with you and I get some expensive pretzels, and I spend $25 on pretzels. Hopefully those are good pretzels. I must have gone to the Claim Jumper or some one of those places that sells expensive pretzels. Do I have to have a receipt for that $25 of pretzels? And the answer is no, because it's under $75. Now let's say that I give you a really good sales idea, and you say, you know, Sandy, I really appreciate what you did for me, what you were on this conversation. I'll tell you what, I'll take you out to dinner. And I figure, well, this is a once in a lifetime situation, so I'm going to go get a steak and a nice glass of wine and a martini. Maybe a nice dessert, and you're stuck with an $85 bill. Do you have to have a receipt for that? And the answer would be yes, because it's entertainment and it's $75 or more. So you do not need a receipt if it's anything to do with entertainment, fun, and it's under $75.
It's amazing. I'm sitting here feeling like a dunce, not knowing this, and I think I take pretty good care of my.
Why do you think the average self-employed person, when they did the study, if you take it in total, is overpaying, and this is everyone in total, is overpaying their taxes by an estimated $180 billion because they don't know this information. You know, and by the way, I want to emphasize something on this call. We are giving a 30,000-foot overview
of
what's in my tax strategy program. I mean, we're just barely touching the surface here. So imagine what people are really missing here.
If you weren't the best, I wouldn't have you on the call. We're going to definitely get people to go to your site and get your book, get all your stuff.
Yeah, so it's really something. People don't realize how important tax planning is. They really don't. It's funny. I was at one of the big mega events, and there was a guy who was selling stock trading programs. People have to use their common sense. They really do need to use common sense. And this guy is showing a picture of his beautiful car and his beautiful wife that he just married, and he's telling them how much money he made and his big house. And I happen to know this guy personally. And point of fact, he didn't make one dime stock trading. He made it selling his stock trading seminar and his stock trading program. And even worse, nobody thought to themselves that if this guy had this wonderful software, why is he hawking it at a seminar when he could be making it $4 billion selling it to Payne Weber?
Right.
All right? But tax planning, they don't want to know that. But they don't realize, and that's the important part of this call, how important and how realistic saving money is with tax planning.
You make a great point. I think it goes back to that again, you know, planning. How do people start the planning process? What are some examples of what they can start doing to get their taxes down to the legal minimum?
Well, first of all, the first thing they need to understand is that they don't really know most, a lot of things. have that understanding.
I'll be first to admit that.
Now, once you understand then the next step is to get the knowledge, which means I need to get my book, Lower Your Taxes Big Time, and get my CD series, Tax Strategies for Business Professionals. In fact, I even have a real estate course, Wealth Building Tax Strategies for Real Estate, that will increase your rate of return by about 20% per property. So they need to get the knowledge. That's the first thing they need to do. The next thing they need to do is to understand that the key behind tax planning is knowledge and documentation. They got to have what I call a tax organizer. Now, what is that? A tax organizer has all the tax questions that IRS requires. It's like a Franklin planner, but it has all the tax questions that IRS requires right in front of you 365 days a year. So you would have next to your appointments, what would you have? You'd have your mileage log. So right next to your appointments, you'll have something forcing you to write down your mileage right there. It's right in front of you. Can't forget about it. It'll have all the tax questions. For example, on entertainment and writing off your fun, there are certain things that IRS requires. You have to write down what I call the four W's and an H. And here they are. W, number one, who? Who did I take out? Took out Larry Michael, for example. Who? Where? I went to Greasy Lloyd's restaurant for lunch. Believe it or not, there really is a place like that. Or Outback Steakhouse for dinner. Who, where? Why? This is very important. You want to be specific. You don't want just want to write down the word goodwill or prospect. You want to say, try to get a referral, or talked about my income opportunity, or talked about patient, or try to get a patient. Be specific. What did you discuss? Who, where, why? When? What was the date? It could be October 31st, 2006, or 5, or whatever. And finally, how much? What did you spend? Who, where, why, when, how much? and you write this in a tax organizer or tax diary. If you leave out any one of these five things or you don't have a tax organizer, IRS will hit you with a 75% civil fraud penalty on the additional tax they get out of you. They're not kidding, and neither am I.
Wow. I feel like I'm telling you, the second time in this call, I feel like a dunce. We're only in it for 20 minutes.
All right. I hope that helped whet your appetite some. And understanding, as Mr. Boykin was saying, the whole thing in terms of tax planning, and as you get ready to get started for the new year and wrapping up this year, that you get your tax planning in order. You should have a journal or similar, a diary, or as he said, a tax planner that lists those four W's: who, where, why, and when. Who did you take out? Where did you go? Why did you have lunch with them? When was it? How much did you spend? And remember that powerful thing he said, that for anything under $75, you don't need a receipt. I mean, when I found out, I was like, man, you know, I've been saving all of these receipts. It's good to save receipts, but under $75, you don't need a receipt. You just need to be able to document it. So, you know, want to get this tax planning in order. And, again, if you'd like a copy of the whole 70-minute interview with Mr. Boykin, all you had to do is email me at you go to my website, www.jaheetravelsite.com, and go to the contact page and say you listen to the show and you want the Sandy Boykin 70-minute interview on tax planning. Also, you can Google Mr. Boykin, and you can find out where to purchase his books from. Also, if you go to the website and email me, I'll send you that information also so that you can get that tax planning in order. As he said, you know, if we save $4,000 to $5,000 a year in taxes and then invest that money, whether you make a dime or not in your business, you know, the money that you're going to be able to save on your taxes. He says most self-employed people, we're paying too much in taxes because we don't understand the law and how to shelter our money and the money that we already spend and how to write it off in terms of the things that we're doing. So, again, that's important information to have. And as you plan for the new year, you know, in case you didn't get all of those things in order for 2007, let's make sure that 2008 you don't have a tax problem, that you actually really do save on your taxes so that you can really take advantage of being in your home-based business for yourself, whatever your home-based business is. And one of the things that I also like to do for those that be listening to the show is when you email me, let me know what type of home-based business you have. Again, you know, I have a primary home-based business in the travel industry. And for people that are looking to develop a home-based business, you know, that's one opportunity that I share with people. But then there's also other opportunities, you know, that I share with people how to take the ideas and turn them into their own home-based business. Now, one of the other things that you need to be able to deal with as you wrap the year up is your profit and loss statement. It's basically an income statement. Unlike a balance sheet, which gives you a snapshot of your company's financial standing at a particular time, an income statement indicates your business financial activity over an extended period, generally your tax year. An income statement also is referred to as a profit and loss statement, and report of earnings or statement of income and losses, and should also be compiled at the close of each business month. The income statement is prepared by using actual business transactions listed in your income and expense account. After the close of each month, the accounts in the general ledger are balanced, and the balance from both the income and expense accounts are transferred to the profit and loss statement. If your records are set up properly, the transfer of data should be relatively easy, provided you have a working knowledge of what information is needed and the records from which you should draw your figures. Okay, what you want to make sure you do is each month you want to set up, you know, your income statement, you know, how much money did you bring in, and what were your expenses. You know, it's really simple. It's not a difficult process. You know, you can get an accountant if you need an accountant, but bottom line, until you really get big and bring it in over $100,000 a year Most of the stuff you can do on your own. And like I say, income statement is very simple. You can go to the local library and you can get business planning books and look up P&L statements, that's a short name for them, profit and loss statements, and how to put them together. Basically, you want to do is you have your income, then you have your expenses, and the difference between your expenses and your income is your profit. So, you know, you want to be able to get that in order so you can look at your business and see what you accomplished for the year in terms of your business. And, again, don't forget the role of taxes plays in that and your write-offs in terms of your expenses, where they fit in into your tax planning equation. Now, the last thing I had wanted to cover today, again, before I go into some things that I'm going to be sharing with you for next year, is, again, the whole importance of having a business plan. I don't care what type of business you have, you should have a business plan. Your business plan is going to tell you what you need to do day to day, how to operate your business. It is your marketing plan. You would not want to go in business without a business and marketing plan. Sometimes we do too much stuff from, as people say, shooting from the hip. You know, that works at times, but really, long term, you want to have a business plan, because if you want to be able to include others in your business endeavors and ventures, you need to be able to show them a roadmap of where your company is going and how you plan to get there. Now, yes, you change your business plan at times, but you want to be able to know, in terms of a snapshot, where is your business? Where is it going? And how do you plan to get there? And that's so, so important, people. Too many of us neglect putting together our business plan. And, again, that's not a hard process. You can go to your local library or you can go online. There's sites that you can go online to that can help you with getting your business plan together. And, you know, that's so important. You can also go to the people at SCORE, which is that's the Service Corps of Retired Executives, and their website is www.score.org. SCORE is a nonprofit association comprised of over 12,000 volunteer business counselors who provide entrepreneurs with a variety of managerial and technical support. SCORE counselors also offer advice to business owners on a number of topics, including how to write a business plan, improve your cash flow, and integrate technology into your concerns. There are over 389 SCORE chapters located throughout the United States. They also have a number you can call, 800-634-0245. And their services are free. Free. Did you hear what I just said? Free. Too often people go out and they get these people to tell you, hey, I'll write a business plan for you, $750. Hey, I'll write a business plan for you, $1,000. Go to the Service Corps of Retired Executives, people that have that know this stuff and are willing to help you for free. Again, part of what you want to be able to learn how to do in running your own business is how to save money, how to cut costs. The reason I do Blog Talk Radio is because it's free. That's right, it's free. It's free. There's some other radio programs that I could do, but then I have to spend money for it. So by doing this show, it allows me to be able to share information, build up a listening audience, and get information out about what I do, how I do it, and, you know, it's been working pretty good so far. I've developed over 10 new contacts in the last 2 weeks through doing this show. If I had to, it's a particular radio program that I was interested in, on regular live radio, but it was going to cost me $3,000 for 13 weeks for 1 hour a week. And you don't know what kind of results you're going to get. So even as I'm developing my program and sharing information here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm developing a listening audience, I'm saving on expenses, which is very important in terms of your business. You want to save on anything possible that you can save on. And one of those things is there's a lot of free help with getting your business plan in order. and you need to have a business plan. I beg you, and you know I'm pleading with you, please make sure that you do that. If you don't have one, make sure as you go into 2008 that you get that business plan together. And again, the information which you need is from the Service Corps of Retired Executives. They're located at 409 3rd Street, Southwest, 4th floor, Washington, D.C., 20024. Their phone number is 800-634-0245. Their web address, www.score.org. They're there to help you with all of your business concerns and needs. I don't care what type of business it is. I don't care. Again, you hear what I said. I don't care what type of business it is. They're there to help you. So make sure that you definitely get in touch with them and take advantage of their help. Okay. What I want to do here now is, as we're winding down to the last segment of the show here, is we want to get into some things that I want to share with you from a network that I'm dealing with that is so powerful. It's called the Enlightened Millionaire Circle. Now, there's a book that I want you to all pick up. It's called The 1 Minute Millionaire, The Enlightened Way to Wealth by Mark Victor Hansen and Robert Allen. The Enlightened Way to Wealth by Mark Victor Hansen and Robert Allen. This is a powerful, powerful book. It just fathomed me. I picked it up, and I'm an avid reader as it is, but I couldn't put it down. I mean, I just picked it up, and I couldn't put it down. First thing I want to share with you out of here, they say that every 60 seconds, someone in the world becomes a millionaire. That's right. A new millionaire is created every minute, every single day. There are literally millions of millionaires. Some of these millionaires took 60 years to accumulate that much wealth. Others took less than a year. Some did it in less than 90 days, and a few did it in less than a minute. They say in this book, we're going to show you a step-by-step process for not only becoming a millionaire, but an enlightened millionaire, whether it takes you 60 years or 60 seconds. The vast majority of millionaires share certain characteristics that almost all millionaires share. You must implement millionaire techniques and strategies. You must adopt the millionaire mindset, a distinct set of wealth-creating attitudes and beliefs. After years of research on ourselves and with our own students, we have distilled our system into a three-stage process we call the millionaire equation. You ready for the millionaire equation out there, listening audience? Okay, there's a millionaire equation. Now, you need to understand this equation, and you're on your way. It's called a dream plus a theme equals millionaire streams. I'll repeat that. A dream plus a team plus a theme equals millionaire streams. Number one, dream, building a millionaire mindset. Self-confidence, and burning desires. You know, one of my favorite books is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And again, if you like a copy of that, I have an e-copy of that book. If you don't have a copy of Think and Grow Rich, again, you email me and send me your email address, and I will get you a copy of Think and Grow Rich. But one of the things they talk about is the self-confidence and burning desire. I hope you have a burning desire to be a millionaire. It's nothing wrong with that. See, a lot of times people... Why you got to put stuff so big? Why? Millionaire, there's nothing wrong with being a millionaire. Sometimes we think because we think so small, we think that, oh, well, you know, I don't want that. You know, I don't want to be like those people. They some of them are snobbish. Well, we're talking about also becoming an enlightened millionaire. One of the things they talk about in this book in terms of becoming an enlightened millionaire, that in order to receive, you must give. So one of the things that you want to think about, and this is one of the part of the process, as you got your dream together and all of those things, is automatically think about where you're going to give 10% of your wealth away to. That's right. You heard what I said. If you want to keep the flow open, or keeping the gates of money moving, the streams of money moving through your life, you need to give away 10% of what you take in. You need to tie it to something. Find some worthy cause, a worthy cause that you can support. Tie 10% of your income to that. It might be a homeless shelter. It might be a youth program. I don't know. Whatever it is that, you know, excites you, then you donate to that 10% of what you make. It's a spiritual principle in that about, you know, you give and you receive. You give and you receive. You receive and you give. And you want to keep that gate open. So as you got your dream together and building that millionaire mindset and that self-confidence, you know, the self-confidence, you know, I also do youth development work. And one of the things that we have our young people go over every day, not every other day, every day, we have them do an affirmation in which it goes sort of like this. I feel good about myself. I feel good about the people around me. I feel goodness all around me. And it will follow me for the rest of my life. Because I walk with good, and I talk with good, and I am good, and that feels real good. Good, better, best, never let it rest. To your good is your better, and your better is your best. You can do it. You can do it if you just stick to it. Every day and every way, I am getting better and better and better and better and better. You know, when you say those type of things to yourself to help yourself build that positive self-confidence, yes, every day I am getting better and better and better. You got to focus on that, people. You want to be in business for yourself, and you're going to have to fight against what I call the uglies. The uglies is those dream stealers out there, those people that want to steal your dream. You can't go in business for yourself. Who you think you are? Hey, I'm God's child. What about you? We're all the children of God, so I'm God's child, and through God, I can do anything. Anything is possible. Why say that in church or whatever, house of faith that you go to, say to yourself that all things are possible through the Creator, and yet do not implement that in your life is meaning that you don't believe it. So, hey, believe in yourself right from the start. You got to do that, people, because you're going to have dream stealers. You're going to have people who just down in the dumps because they figure life done crapped on them, and they just don't see no hope. And, you know, and it's sad for people to be that way. You know, I do motivational stuff at times, trying to get people out of those dumpy feelings. But, you know, there's, again, getting back to the millionaire equation, the first step is your dream. Your dream. You got to have a dream, and there's nothing wrong with dreaming. There's nothing wrong with dreaming. You know. Next is your team. Attracting mentors and mastermind partners to help make your dream a reality. Now, when we say team, that don't mean no anybody. You don't want no anybody on your team. It's because it's your dream, so it's your dream team. Hey, you want to attract mentors, people that are going to mentor you through this process, and masterminding partners, people that want to partner with you to help you accomplish your dream and who see your vision and want to be a part of that vision. I don't need no people on my team that's going to bring me down now. Hey, there's an old saying, you know, that some people say called, I can do bad by myself. You know, so you make sure you attract the right people to your team. When you have a team, you go to put together your team, the team of people that's going to be helping you with your business. And again, I already gave you a free resource, people from SCORE. When you go to put together your team, you make sure there's people that's on your team that are committed to your vision and committed to your dream. Other than that, they don't need to be on your team, because they're going to do is they're going to be naysayers and disbelievers and not people that's pumped up, motivated, and ready to see your dream come into reality. Very important. You want to make sure as you have that dream that you get that right team, those right team members. Look at the Chicago Bulls when Michael Jordan and them was in terms of their reign when they won those six championships. They really didn't have a real center, a real big man. I mean, Michael found a way to get all the team involved. Yeah, he was a star on the team. But he couldn't do it all by himself. There's still five people that have to play on that basketball court. And, yeah, Mike did some outstanding things in terms of being the player that he was. But part of the thing was the process was he got the team involved. I mean, he even had people on the team that, you know, that he personally didn't, you know, hang out with or whatever, such as people like Dennis Rodman. But he found a way to have him involved in their game plan, or as you would, I would call it, the Chicago Bulls business plan on how to win an NBA championship. And he got the team involved. So you need to be able to think about your team, your dream team. How will these people help me benefit and make my dream a reality? And what is it that they're going to get out of it in the process? Because remember, if you want people to help you, they got to get something in return. But please be careful in that team selection process. You want to make sure you pick the right people. You don't need, and you don't need a big team. Let me make sure you understand that. Some too often, we think we need to have everybody involved in what we're doing, and the more people, the greater the chance of success. Wrong, wrong, wrong. You need only a few people. I went to a workshop one time by a person by the name of George Sabir, who wrote a book called Black Folks' Guide to Making Big Money in America, and he also wrote a book called Building Your Business Successfully. And he said basically you need to be able to find about 3 to 5 to 7 people that you can work with. 3 on the small scale, 7 on the large scale. Say no more than that, because you're going to have to do is everybody has their own personalities. The less personalities you have to deal with, the easier it is for y'all to get to know one another and to be able to actually implement and work on something. He said part of the problem with some of the big nonprofit organizations and other organizations, they have these big encompassing board of directors. And so they got too many personalities they have to deal with, too many egos that have to be dealt with. You know, and so it's hard to get things done. You're building, remember, your team to fulfill your dream. You find either 3, 5, or 7 people that you can sell that vision to and who want to really help you, not people that just want to tag along. You don't need no tag-alongers now. And there'll be people that will want to tag along. So make sure you're very careful in that team selection. Next is your theme, selecting and applying one of the more basic millionaire models for making a money list, your theme. This is very important. You have a dream, you put together your team, and then now you need to know what is your theme. What is the theme? What is the theme of our business? What is it that we're going to do? How are we going to be successful in this? It's like my theme and what I do in terms of the travel business. My theme is I want to show people how to travel wholesale versus retail. That's my theme. I'm putting together a team. I have a team of people that are part of the process. You know, and my dream is to be able in this company that I'm involved with called YTB is to be able to make $1 million. There are people that are already making $1 million in this business through this opportunity. And so I know it can be done. It's duplicatable. I know with the right team I can achieve it. And the theme is that basically, hey, I want to help people, show them how to save money on their travel. People travel all the time. Some of you out there listening, you're going to be traveling for the holidays. You need to ask yourself, this is a real question now. Do you travel wholesale or do you travel retail? Most people are traveling retail. Why are you traveling retail when you can travel wholesale? All you got to do is go to my website, www.jahitravelsite.com. And we will be able to show you how to get involved and travel like an insider and save money. I have a program, special program I'm going to speak on tonight here where I live at in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, as I prepare people for a major trip that we're going to do next year where we're going to be going to Egypt. And we're going to be going to Egypt. Most people cost about $3,200 to go to Egypt for 10 days and cruising up and down the Nile. We're going for under $1,000. You heard me right, under $1,000, because we're traveling like insiders. And I want to be able to show more and more people how to do that. And in the process of showing more and more people how to do that, I want to make a lot of money by helping people. And then through the process of the money that I make, I'm also very, very stickler for youth development. I'm going to donate 10% of what I make to youth development to help young people find their hidden talents, help young people find their hidden talents. My, 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 the time sure goes by fast. Well, next week when we come on, if we kick the new year off, I'm going to do a 90-minute segment as opposed to a 60-minute segment. I hope you got something out of today's program. I really hope those of you that was out there listening that you enjoyed what we shared today. And remember that success for that millionaire, success, your dream, your team, your theme. I will be going into that a lot on next week's show as we kick the new year off. And again, hey, have a happy, happy new year. I hope 2007 was a great year for you. Whatever dream you did not fulfill, let's work on how to fulfill that for 2008. And remember, it's my time. That's right. As we close out, it's my time. Peace and blessings. Oh.